Hey, this is Jim Cockrum, and I've got a great guest who I'm going to introduce in just a moment, because I'll tell you a little background story. I wrote a blog post here recently, and the post itself started getting some interesting comments, including one comment from a Mr. Brett Bartlett, who I'd never met before, but it was a really positive, fun comment. He's basically saying, hey, I'm doing really well. I'm selling a lot of stuff on Amazon. Thanks for the blog post. And someone else challenged him then and said, hold on a second. I don't believe you're doing that well. And actually put a little bet on the whole thing. He said, I'm going to give you $5,000 if you can prove that you're selling as much as you claim to be selling on Amazon. Well, to make a long story short, as of the recording of this call today, the guy that made the bet hasn't come through yet, and Brett has more than proven that he's doing exactly that and a whole lot more. And it's really exciting for me to kind of watch the whole story unfold. And there's probably a link near this recording somewhere where you can go see the blog post and see the comments and get the latest update on the story. But that's not the primary reason I'm doing this call today. And I promise I'll introduce our guest in just a second. A couple primary reasons I wanted to do this call today was, one, to motivate whoever's listening to it to take some action, that this business model does work. Selling stuff on Amazon is a beautiful business model. And also, just to put some credibility behind the message, there's real people out there really making great things happen. I just wanted to introduce you to Brett and his beautiful family. Now, he told me a little bit about his family, but I've never spoken to him before. We spoke literally 2 minutes, 3 minutes before this call started being recorded, and now we're going to meet him more. But Brett lives in California with his wife, Noelle, his beautiful young baby, Cambria, he said. Right, Brett?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And I'm just very impressed with the family. He's involved in ministry. He volunteers with a fantastic organization that maybe we'll hear a little bit about. But it's just one of those really good, real people out there making really good things happen. So he agreed to be interviewed by me, and there's no agenda here other than inspiring everyone who's listening to this. And maybe, Brett, if you have any questions for me about the business or whatever, I probably have as much to learn from you as you do from me at this point, though. So. Hey, I appreciate you being here, Brett. How's things in California today, man?
Oh, it's actually hot for here in Orange County. I live in Orange County, California, and we are used to 75 degrees pretty much across the board. And right now it's actually in triple digits. So that's pretty hot here for summer. Yeah.
That's unusual. That is warm out there. So, and in a little that I'm glad you mentioned where you live, because in a little ironic twist of fate, Chuck, the guy that's challenged you and said, there's no way you're doing that well, he actually lives just about 40 minutes from you there, just a little south of you. I thought that was pretty ironic. We discovered that.
Yeah, he's very close. He's like basically a couple freeways away from me. It would be very easy to meet up and put away any doubts that either of us had.
Yeah, but he had an offer to call you or email you or meet in person, which is what I tried to set up. But we'll see. I mean, he could still end up being the hero of the story for sure, so I don't want to say anything negative at this point. He's kind of vanished on us for a few days here. I'm a little worried. But people can read that story in the blog and in the comments. It's pretty entertaining, actually. There's even a little YouTube video I made up that shows where we stand right now. Okay, well, I know a little bit about your young family. Tell me a little bit about your family, and then a little bit about your business. You told me a couple cool things about your wife and how, she's, and you guys have made that. You're committed to her being able to stay home. I know that.
Yeah. So, quick background is, like I said, I live in Orange County, California, and my wife and I actually just celebrated our 3-year anniversary a couple days ago, and we have one daughter. She's 3 months old, but. Kind of the important thing of that is when we first got married, my wife and I were very involved in ministry together, and also I worked full-time on top of that, so kind of full-time ministry, full-time work. When we first got married, we kind of sat down and said, hey, what are the most important things, to each of us? And mine was to someday be my own boss and make my own hours. I'm a very hardworking guy, but I would enjoy that flexibility. And my wife, Noelle, her main motivation in life is she wants to be a stay-at-home mom. She wants to be able to pour into the kids and be there for them and be that awesome super mom. So when we first got married, my job was kind of to try to figure out a way to create income that can support my wife staying at home. And for any of you who don't know, the price of not having dual income in Orange County is it's pretty hard. It's pretty tough to have a stay-at-home mom and live in Orange County, California. So I tried everything. I was buying every course. I tried creating apps. I mean, you name it, I was trying to give it a go. And about, I think it was right after Christmas, around January time, I stumbled on Jim's course. Jim, I don't even know how I even found out. I think it was a Google search, something, I don't know. But landed on your page. You seemed like a really honest guy. I think that was the only reason that I even like spent more than 10 seconds on it. And I purchased the course not really knowing what was going to happen with it, if it was just going to be another dud or if it was just going to kind of suck my money up. But we gave it a try, and it's been incredible since then. I mean, it's such a blessing. It's literally changed my life. That's why I originally wrote that post. It wasn't to brag. It wasn't anything like that. It was just a thank you and hopefully an encouragement to anyone else on the edge of purchasing that.
That's a brilliant story. I love it. There's so many different directions I could go from here, but I don't want to pin you down for 2 hours or make anyone listen to a 2-hour recording. But let me go back and revisit a couple things I just heard from you. One is you tried a lot of other things. And I know a lot of people are stuck in that role right now. And I know what I would say to someone who's the shiny object syndrome. And I know what it feels like to be in that position. I'm probably 8 years past that now. It's been a long time since I found myself stuck thinking, should I buy the course X, Y, or Z? Should I trust that guy? I've got a system in place now. I can do this stuff in my sleep. But you're kind of fresh through that game. What advice would you give someone? And I'm not looking for you to toot my horn. You know, not me specifically. You don't even have to talk about me specifically. But what process did you go through to discover what works for you? And what do you say now, like if someone was totally green and coming to you, and I get this question all the time, how would you answer it? Like, I want to find something legitimate that works on the internet. What process do you go through? Because it's not just me out there with good ideas. What's your advice? I know I'm kind of hitting you out of the blue with
it. In hindsight now, from finding something that actually works, I don't know if there's necessarily a formula for finding someone who you can trust. That's something that, you know, hopefully will be transparent in the way that they present their information. But I think, and you touch it on it all the time in your, you know, blog and stuff like that, is eBay and Amazon, if they're saying that's the best place to start, they're probably telling the truth. Because I thought, you know, I'd listened to all these other guys who are like, make $1 million making an app. And I'm like, I want $1 million. That sounds great. You know, I need $1 million. And I'd try it, and it would just, my money would go down the tank. And it was because it's not necessarily that you can't make money with those other models. It's that where you say to start eBay, Amazon, and even offline business, those are the best ways to truly start creating an income. Now, it's not an overnight millionaire type of success story, but you truly, truly, truly can create extra income on the side, especially if you're working a full-time job, from those platforms.
Yeah, well, you've built a $1,000-a-day business, which is where Chuck was challenging you. He's like, there's no way you're pulling in that much every day. And we even clarified, we're not talking a $1,000-a-day profit. We're talking, you know, the average Amazon seller is in the 60% profit range, depending on how you define profit. You know, there's 100 definitions to the word profit. But after all expenses, all bills are paid and everything, how much you put in the bank, in your pocket, around 55-60% is the average. Some are a little lower. But you've built a really solid business. And I think you gave some really good pieces of advice there. And there are, you're right, there's only a handful of people out there that will tell you eBay and Amazon are really good places to start. It kind of feels so 8 years ago to say sell on eBay. But it really does work. I purchased $6,000 worth of inventory just last week that I'm going to turn into $20,000 to $25,000 on eBay. And I've got a very active Amazon business as well, but they both suit their purposes. But
right.
Since we're on this theme, and this isn't to educate you, but for whoever else might be listening to it, a couple of the things that I like to look for, that I advise people to look for, hold me to this same standard as you would hold anyone else that's claiming to teach you how to make money on the internet. First thing is, reputation and are they honest and all that. That's easy to do. Once you've got that, how do they treat their customers that purchase from them? Research it. because what I do is I throw them all into a big room together, a virtual discussion forum, and I let them talk about anything, including, wow, Jim, the price is too high on that course, or, hey, it took me 2 days longer than you said it would to get that thing I ordered. You know, everything's open, fair game. So here's the distinguishment. If the person you're listening to likes to keep all their customers separated and you don't feel like you're able to contact or get to know any of the people after the purchase that have also purchased the same course, that's a big red flag. But if they throw you all into one big room together and let you hang out and talk and discuss things, well, that's putting their reputation on the line. That's a good sign if they're willing to do that. It doesn't mean they're necessarily great at what they do, but it's a really good sign that they have nothing to hide.
Right.
What I have nothing to hide. We're even going to start recording. I have weekly or every other week calls with my coaching team. It occurred to me the other day, I'm just going to start recording those. I mean, we have nothing to hide. We talk about issues and things that have come up and problems we've had as well as good ideas that we've got. Hey, let's just record those. Let people listen in to what it's like to be in the business that I'm in, at least that piece of it. So, but I want this to be more about you. Tell me more about your business. Let's get into the heart of what you've got going on, how you're running it, anything that you think might help others that are considering an Amazon business at this point.
Yeah, I'd love to start from the beginning, and just because that's the question I get the most. How much did you initially invest? What was your turnaround? Like, I think people hear the number that I'm selling now and think that, when I purchased your course, I went out the next day and spent, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, which
right.
I would never recommend to anyone who hasn't tried this for a little bit. But, yeah, so basically what happened is, like I said, I stumbled on your course. I took a risk in purchasing your proven Amazon course. It was amazing. It's a great anyone listening to this call, it's a great foundation for selling on Amazon and using Fulfillment by Amazon. You might not know what those are right now, but highly recommend it. It'll cut your learning curve, 90% on what you're supposed to do. So anyways, purchase that. And then my in-laws are another story. My father-in-law was a very successful businessman, and they hit very rough times. They've had less than $4 in their bank account, no home, no car. And, they basically said, please, help us. And I kind of said, well, there's this thing that I'm looking at. Maybe we can all do it together. I don't really have time to do it, but, we'll do it together. And we kind of all partnered up, and we said, okay, we have $400 to get this started. Let's see what we can do. So we started gathering things up around the house, got some friend stuff, went out to some retail stores, bought some stuff off Craigslist, bought little samples of everything to see if this could actually work. And we made some good buys, made some bad buys, made some good decisions, some bad decisions. But we started to learn the process. We started to learn what sells. And from there, we took our profit and reinvested it and then went out and spent again. And then we just kept scaling the model that we were building and learning. And then all of a sudden, we were getting $1,000 payouts, and then $3,000 payouts, and $5,000 payouts. Then now we're pretty consistent in getting every 2 weeks almost $10,000 payouts. So it's like I said, it's been an incredible ride, but it's been something that we've had to work on, we've had to pour into, and really educate ourselves. And then if you want, Jim, I could also go into how I structure my business, but I don't want to keep ranting.
Well, yeah, I would love anything. Here's who I want you to have in mind as we continue this call. And because at this point, anyone who's not interested would drop out. Anyone who is interested in building an Amazon business and actually doing a little work to make it happen will be thinking things like, wow, how can I do this? What lessons do I have that I can learn from Brett that they may not necessarily know, even if it's mistakes you've made or how you set up your system? I know one of the questions we've gotten a lot from the blog is, hey, you've got your family involved. Well, how are you paying them? How's that work? Because that can be a little tricky. How do you make sure everyone's happy at the end of the day with that, working with friends or family? So, go ahead, fill me in. The microphone is yours. But one thing I do want to point out for anyone who's curious at this point what he's talking about, the payouts and how Amazon works, one of the biggest reasons that I like Amazon better than eBay in many situations is, like Brett's alluded to, you can use their fulfillment center, which means you put everything in a big box and send it to Amazon, and you're done. I mean, it's a little more complicated than that, but not really. I mean, you got to put some barcode labels on things, and you've got to set your prices, but don't work with the end customer. Amazon does the shipping, they handle the returns, they just send you a check for whatever does sell. So it's a very simple business model. There's more information about that on my blog for free. You can read up on it, Fulfillment by Amazon, FBA. But let's talk more about your business. Yeah, tell me the system you've got. How does this all work for you in reality day to day?
Yeah, so step one of my system was to get your pack course, just like I said, because it really, there's not a huge learning curve, but there's some things that are kind of confusing. And if you research it yourself without any expert's opinion, it'll just get a little tedious and seem overwhelming, and I would never want any of that small, tedious. It really is super simple. Once you can't even believe how simple it is once you get it. I mean, it almost seems like it shouldn't be that easy to send something in a box and get a check for it. Something that you bought for a lower amount and then are selling for, you know, 3-4 times markup.
I think a lot of the value of that course too, Brett, and correct me if I'm wrong, but from your perspective I'd be interested, but it's the fact that you get to hang out with other people like you and like my coaches that are doing the business actively. So you run into what seems to be a roadblock, you post something on the forum, a few hours later you've got 3 people saying, oh, dude, that's easy, here's what you need to do, you need to go get this form from the post office, or you need to go, you know, and all of a sudden you've crossed that hurdle and it's easy.
Yeah, exactly, as opposed to spending, you know, 2 days trying to Google it and getting lost in your own information.
And
yeah,
when I first
bought it, the next, you know, there were a couple small minor roadblocks, and what I did is just posted it on your forum and got an immediate answer. I think, I don't even think it was an hour. I think it was like 20 minutes I got an answer. But yeah, so that was step one, and that laid the foundation for us to understand the process. Step two for our business was to kind of figure out with our small amount of money how we were going to buy things and what we were going to buy. And so we actually live in a great area for garage sales because I think I talked about a little bit before, our weather is almost always nice, and so there's constant garage sales going on all the time, and that was a great way for us to go out and spend and get a lot of bang for our buck. So what we did is we went out and kind of, we're like, oh, we heard books sell well, so we went out and bought some books. And we said, oh, we heard, you know, toys sell well, so we went out and bought some toys. So we spent money at garage sales. We spent money at we walked into Toys R Us, no idea what to do, and kind of just like, well, we heard this, and we went around and a big part of knowing what to buy for Amazon, you could use apps. There's technology involved in it that is very simple. If you can dial on a phone, you can scan an item to see what it sells for. But basically use that technology that's shown in your course and made our best guesses on what to buy, and then brought it back, sent it out. And so now what we do is we are buying from a lot of different venues. We do Craigslist, we do retail, we do wholesale, we do liquidations. We have some other connections that we've just kind of built along the way that people like to give us their inventory if we pay the right price and we pay it in cash. So that's kind of our model now. That's where we buy things. That's a question I always get all the time. Where do you buy things? And the next question I'll usually ask people is, where do you live? You know, what's around you? Do you have a lot of retail stores around you? We do online. We buy online and flip it. Like, we'll buy stuff off eBay and sell it on Amazon. There are so many opportunities that it's almost overwhelming, the amount of opportunity to make money
right.
on
would
Amazon.
Would you agree with this statement? I often have, especially people who are new to selling on eBay and Amazon, they don't believe me when I say it. But then I'll run this past you and see if I can get a little confirmation here. When it comes to selling on eBay and Amazon, the first question you typically have is, where am I going to find stuff to sell? That seems to be the mountain that you have to climb initially. But once you've been doing it for a few months, the true mountain that you have to climb, finding inventory is easy. It really is simple. I mean, you're a few tips away, and just paying attention to the list that Brett just gave us, there's a dozen great ideas there. There's profitable inventory, and it's easily found. The real challenge is having a system in place where you can process the stuff through quickly, you're accurate and good at what you do, and you have a system in place so that things aren't stalling down, sitting in a box in your garage for 3 months while you can't get to it. Now, you got to have a system. That's the true challenge. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I 100% agree. That is That is actually, that's been the reason that we've been successful, is I at first did not develop the back-end system of that, the processing system and the financial system of it, but and we paid the price for a little while. It was, we were lagging on getting stuff out, and then I kind of said, okay, well, we're going to nail this down, and when we did, I mean, our sales, you know, grew five to seven times.
That's beautiful. Yeah, you got to turn stuff into cash quickly. That's the challenge, because the stuff is out there. That's not the challenge. So I'm glad to hear you confirm that. Well, you mentioned a few steps. Are there more steps in your system? And I want to get to how you're paying friends and family as well.
Yeah, so that's a big step in my system. It is it's basically what we did is, so like I mentioned before, my in-laws, their biggest value to my team was their time. They had an abundance of time. And so anyone out there wanting to be successful with selling online, you're probably going to want to reach out to other people. Being a one-man show is just going to crush you, and especially if you're trying to do it on top of another job like me. So I kind of jotted down what I needed, and I needed people with time. And so the agreement was that we were going to split everything 50-50. You know, profit was going to be 50-50. And I tell some people that, and they freak out. They're like, oh, my gosh, you're giving 50% of your profit away. This is your business. It's, you know, they'll tell me all these different things, and I'm like, are you kidding me? These people have been able – have it helped me grow this business to something that I would have single-handedly never been able to do. So anyways, I love the 50-50 model with them. Now, never do it with someone that you don't know or that you don't trust. You know, my in-laws are my heroes, so that I didn't have a problem with going 50-50. And the 50-50 model for them, it's very motivating. They get very excited. They're learning things and teaching me. I'm teaching them. So it's a very it's a good culture in our business. And then we also have family and friends who go out and source for us. And what that means is they go out and find products for us to sell. And we pay them hourly on top of a bonus structure. Jim, I think in a lot of your blogs you mentioned, if your business model doesn't allow for someone to get paid $10 to $15 an hour and, you know, find the products or do your business, then it's not a good model.
Absolutely. Basically, what you've got is a job. You've got a job for yourself. Yeah, and it ties you down. You can't be free to start new income streams. Perfect.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so anyways, we have, depending on the week or the day, we'll have a total of, you know, anywhere from seven. At one point, we had about 15 people on our team. But like I said, I think I kind of rushed that, and I like the model that we have right now. It's very scalable, and we're growing at a great pace. But it all honestly came from the system and the outsourcing. Without it, I would have never really been able to grow it to what it is right now.
Yeah, it's interesting when you say outsourcing. I use it the exact same way. Hiring people to me is outsourcing. You know, and some people say outsourcing. Oh, you're hiring people from other countries. You should be creating jobs here. I'm like, no, outsourcing to me is taking a job off my desk and giving it to the most qualified person that I can find who's willing to do the best job for the lowest pay rate or for a reasonable pay rate. That's outsourcing. If it's someone in the Philippines for $3 an hour and that feeds their family, awesome. If it's my next door neighbor whose kid is trying to get a summer job and he's right there and available and the job I need is local, it's all outsourcing to me. So, you're hitting on some really cool, positive points. It's very encouraging to me when I hear, and I mentioned this before we started the recording, but especially when I hear about dads that are able to be home with their kids as a result of, you know, me contributing a small role in making that happen, that's the reason I do this. I could be doing so many other things, but when I just list out the things I would like to do the most for a living, I would love to be helping dads stay home with their kids, because the statistics are undeniable. A kid with a dad in their life actively, like there, present, just physically present, is a huge indicator of the chances that child has to go on to do great things with their life. You take that dad out of the picture, or you make him so busy he's working 70 hours a week, he's basically, you know, mostly out of the picture, the statistics change drastically in the other direction. It's just such a huge indicator of the success the kids will go on to have. So little Cambria, she's going to be blessed because of this, man. And that I got to play a small role in that just thrills me.
Talk
a little bit about that, maybe about your future plans. Anything else you'd like to add? I really appreciate your time, but I don't want to keep you too long.
Just to add on top of that, basically, an exciting part of what's coming up is I actually get to leave my full-time job this October because of your program and what I learned.
No way,
from it.
Really? You're quitting your job. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Your Independence Day. I'll tell you that. And not to interrupt your point there, but mine's coming up in November, and I've got about a decade on mine now. But that day rolls around on the calendar every year. I'm just like thrilled. It doesn't get old. That's the cool thing. A lot of things in life kind of get old after a while, but there's just a few things that just never do, and that's one of them, that waking up each day and thinking, I don't have a boss. I earn today, I'm in charge of making this happen, and you're impacting other people's lives. You're putting money and food on other people's tables because of this job that you've created out of thin air because of the ideas that you've come up with. It's just such a blessed position to be in, and it's a thrill. So it never gets old, but congratulations, man. Circle that day on your calendar when it happens. But tell me more about it. How's that going down?
It's one of those things, like I said, my wife and my daughter are my life. They're my most important thing and kind of why I wake up in the morning. So, my wife knows that I've always wanted to be my own boss, but I kind of haven't been able to find a system that supports my family along with me being my own boss. And so, your course kind of set me on the right path to realize, oh my gosh, there is so much low-hanging fruit out there that I've kind of been passing over this whole time to go for the big grand slam home run, that once I got a taste of it, I was like, oh my gosh, there's so many ways to make money. And because I outsource on top of that, I get one system going, and then I kind of just say, okay, well, I'm going to start this next one and follow the same model. And we've been able to create a great revenue stream. We're supporting two families, not just one. That's also my in-laws. We live in Orange County. We're going to, live in our kind of our dream house. I surf, so I'm going to live by the beach. There's just so many amazing things that I'm going to get to experience. And it all started because you put out a product that I can trust. So if anyone gets anything out of this message, I want them just to take action, to try it, to do it, because I had never sold one thing online before, meaning like I never sold a physical product online, and now we're selling over $30,000 a month on Amazon.
That's beautiful. Yeah, and this really is. If this was me coaching you, what I would be you're aware of several of these themes. I'd be saying, systematize this thing, remove yourself from the day-to-day operation as much as possible. Make it self-sufficient and self-sustaining, because you've had enough success now that can breed more success. And we've already talked, for example, we emailed back and forth a little bit. I introduced you to my coaching director, and we say, hey, Brett would make a great fit. He gets it. He understands what we're all about. He's got the moral foundation that we like to see in place and anyone would work with. Let's make him a coach, and we pay our coaches very well. So if maybe someone's listening to this call, they would call in like, hey, I want to be coached by someone that gets it. You might end up working right here with Brett. So, it's in the initial stages. We don't know for sure that it's going to work out. But I'm just saying other opportunities open up for you as you free up your time. And recognizing that how valuable of an asset that truly is what will enable you to just exponentially start to grow this thing to where Amazon, you're going to draw a pie chart on your whiteboard here a year from now, and your Amazon income is going to be this nice little 27% slice, but you've got these other things going on. And none of them are sucking up your time. All of them are subject to, hey, the surf is awesome today, didn't see it coming, but I got to get out there on the board. So you know what? Businesses are running themselves today, and you can do that without taking a hit because you've got these things in place. That's the next step for you. I'm a living example of that today. Spur of the moment, we're taking off. The kids are, most people are taking their kids back to school this week, starting school back up. Our family, we homeschool, so it's a great time to hit the theme parks. It kind of occurred to us. So I'm taking a couple days, and that's what we're doing. We're heading out of here. But everything's going to just keep on running because I've got good people in place, I've got systems in place, multiple income streams. And you'll be doing the exact same thing. I'm just, you know, a good 8 years ahead of where you are. But you get it. All the foundational pieces are there. So it's just brilliant to hear you talking about it in the way you are. The low-hanging fruit, even. That's one of my favorite overused phrases, but I just see it everywhere. But go ahead. I hate to keep interrupting you, but you're just such a great spokesperson for what I'm trying to convince people is true.
Yeah, I think when people hear hiring on other people or outsourcing, whatever word you want to use for it, you know, they get scared of spending money. I know that was one of my hesitations. I'm like, I'm going to lose, you know, $10 to $15 an hour on this person. What if they don't bring anything back? Or what if they mess up? Or you know, there's all these kind of doubts running through your head when you're about to systemize something. But once you get it nailed down, you can't believe that you didn't do it sooner. When we first started this, I was personally, we get a lot of used board games. That's something we sell a lot on Amazon. And I'd spend hours going through board games, and I'm like, man, is this really the best use of my time? And so what I did is my sister-in-law, college student, got out for the summer and needed money to pay her rent for the next year. And I said, look, I can't do this. You know, I don't enjoy it at all. And two, you know, she's a very detail-oriented person, so she's a great fit. She put her head, or, you know, her iPod on and then just go at games for hours. And we make so much money by having her go through, I mean, in 8 hours of work, you know, we'll have, you know, hundreds of games done, and we'll make thousands off of her, $100 that I paid her. It doesn't make sense to not systemize things once you're starting to understand the business.
Yeah, that's a great example. I love that example. If you find yourself doing menial tasks in your business, someone else out there will find it very enjoyable and a great bargain. I use the example of cutting my grass. You know, there's neighborhood kids that love to get $50 to cut a grass. And to me, that just sucks probably thousands of dollars out of my life to go out there and cut my own grass. Even though it's somewhat enjoyable, I mean, I can manage it. But the cost for me to do that myself is just ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So, yeah, making good business decisions, taking the emotion out of it, and that's a great example. I love it. And you're including family. So, I mean, this is the story of how it's supposed to work, Brett. I mean, it's entrepreneurs in the United States. We have a lot of freedom. We can go any direction we want. There's some things holding us back, but for the most part, go for it. In so many places in the world, now that the Internet is, you know, prevalent, it's the same thing. Entrepreneurs have the greatest tool in the history of man. There's so much opportunity out there. But I think you've encouraged a lot of people. I think your ideas you're going to be doing things that amaze all of us here before long. It's going to be combining an idea you learned from someone else and combining it with something you learned from me, maybe a blog you read, whatever, starting a whole new business. But you've got such a great foundation now. And I hope people are listening to more than just the Amazon business that you've built, the philosophy behind it that's going to allow you to do so many great things. And I'm looking forward to working with you more as well. But hey, do you have any tips for newbies, or you've encouraged people to buy my course, and I appreciate that. That's awesome, and sure, people can go do that. But besides that, like, what tips would you have for someone who's just getting into this? Anything you maybe haven't said yet, or anything else you want to add before we wrap this up?
I think there's two types of new people. One would be someone like me who's never sold anything online before, no physical product online, and kind of doubts the fact that, like, that's possible of making money. To grab some stuff around your house, list it on eBay, list it on Amazon. It's super simple, and see if it sells, because I know it will. You're going to sell it. You probably have stuff around your house that you're not using anymore or you barely use. List it. See if it sells. It takes, you know, an hour of your time, if that, to list your stuff, and you'll be amazed at how fast things will sell, and then I think it'll kind of ignite that, wow, this works, you know. And then there's the other type of seller who's kind of been selling some stuff but doesn't really know how to, take it to the next couple levels, whatever level that is that person's comfortable with. My first advice would be, are you outsourcing anything? Is time your biggest problem? Or is it fear? You know, are you scared to purchase some stuff? Are you scared to kind of ramp it up? And I'd say put those fears behind. Your bad decisions is education. I mean, I've educated myself so much in a short amount of time, and I'm so thankful for it. I wouldn't trade it for anything. I've learned so much. I've probably learned more from my bad choices than my good ones. So don't let fear cripple you from growing your business. It's if it's something you're passionate about, it's going to work out in the end. And yeah, that'd probably be my two bits of advice.
That's brilliant. One of the things you just said it triggers another thought. I mean, how low the risks truly are. You've made several mistakes, but none of those mistakes meant, wow, we just lost $3,000. That stinks. No, I mean, you're talking about losing 40 or 50 bucks and like, oh,
exactly.
Okay, we should never buy that product again. You know, you lose $10 or $20 here or there on your way to making thousands. You've got a $1,000 per day business, and you shared with me on the blog as well in the comments. You know, we're on our way to clearing $1,000 per day very soon. You know,
right.
We're talking about a serious business at this point. You guys could be buying office space and employees and everything else before long, which I encourage you keep it as small as possible, as few employees as possible. That's
mm-hmm.
the new model, and we can talk offline about that if, you know, as things start to happen, my opinions anyway. But the risks are so incredibly low. Don't be afraid to make a few mistakes here and there in ramping this thing up. But the way I say it frequently is I believe that we've left behind the era of writing big checks and crossing our fingers as entrepreneurs.
Oh, definitely.
It's just not necessary anymore. Take little tiny risks, spend a little bit of money here and there to test. Know the next day or within 2 or 3 days if your idea is working, and stick with what works and grow from there. That's exactly what you've done. And you've built a business that's the envy of 95% of the people that will ever listen to this call. But they could do the same thing. I want them to be encouraged that they could. And the risk is virtually zero. I'm just so impressed with you. I'm so excited to have a virtually young person. You know, I'm not that much older than you, but we were talking, you know, I've got 5 kids and met my wife 20 years ago, whereas, you know, you've got your first 3-month-old and a young family. But you're doing some really exciting things. I'm so proud of you. And how about we wrap it up here? You'd mentioned some of the type of youth that you work with and some of your passions there. You know, and I know you've mentioned, too, that your passion is to be able to spend as much time as you can and as many resources. And if Chuck comes through with his $5,000 bet, tell us where that money's going and what you do with it.
Yeah, it'd actually go to an organization that I'm just in love with. Like I said, I have a passion for surfing, and my background actually is in working with children with autism. I got that as a part-time college job, and it was actually what I kept as a full-time job, not right now, but when we first got married and everything like that. So I have a huge heart for people with autism, and the Surfers Healing that Chuck would donate the $5,000 to is a group that they travel the world and use surfing as a form of therapy for people with autism. And it's incredible, and I believe that it works. And it's just such a great organization built on the best intentions. And so I hope, Chuck, if for some reason you're listening to this, you realize it's not about who's right or wrong or anything like that. It'd just be a tremendous thing to give towards, and then we can kind of give you the kudos for doing that. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Well, we're still both happy to make Chuck the hero of this story, aren't we? So he's definitely got every opportunity to do that. But, you know, I can't, like you phrased so gently, I can't really hold it against anyone for thinking, that seems kind of unrealistic. I was the exact same way. $1,000 a day of business just because you bought some course. Well, no one's saying that. Brett has worked very hard. But what we did lay out was a plan that works. If you're willing to work hard, here's the roadmap. Nothing that I teach is a click a few buttons and make a bunch of money. You won't find a bunch of, you know, big boats and fancy cars on my sales pages. I'm all about look at my reputation, look at the kind of people I'm helping, look at what they have to say about me. If you're willing to work hard, here's what they did. And they're here to help you make it happen, too, if you want. If you're looking for some kind of magic button to push to make money appear, keep moving. There's a lot of people out there looking for suckers trying to sell you stuff, and they'll be happy to take your money. And you can come back to me in 6 months or a year when none of that works because you're ready to work now. Once you're ready to work, we'll make this stuff happen. We'll make some good things happen. But, well, Brett, you've been very generous with your time, and I feel very blessed to have people like you paying attention to what I have to say and putting it into action and then coming back and saying it worked. I mean, this, I can't imagine a better thing to be doing with my time and for a living. So God bless you guys, and stay in touch. I'm sure we'll be talking again soon. And if anyone has any questions, the blog post that accompanies this audio, Brett has been more than generous with replying and answering questions and everything else. So who knows where it goes from here. Hopefully Chuck shows up with a check. That'll be awesome. But even if not, we've all benefited greatly from getting to know you a little better and what you have to say about not just selling on Amazon, but growing a real business and even what it means to be a man and a dad and a husband in the day that we live in. And kind of without even realizing it, you've kind of thrown down a gauntlet just a little bit for some of those dads out there that might be scratching their head thinking, yeah, could I, should I? Maybe that's me.
Definitely.
All right. Well, hey, man, like I said, God bless. Make it a great afternoon. I'm going to go to a theme park with my kids. You go surfing. How about that?
All right. Sounds good. Take care, Jim. Thanks for everything.
Take care. All right. Bye, Dave.
Bye.